Resorts World Catskills, where luxury and excitement are so close by. Catch all the sports action and so much more at Resorts World Catskills. Dial *RWCAT to learn more.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and the Listen tab on the ESPN app.
And it is the Michael K. Show here, 98.7 ESPN. Christmas Eve, Dave Rothenberg in for the fellas. And as we have them every single Monday, win or lose after every Jets game, that is Todd Bowles. The Todd Bowles Report brought to you by Open Road Audi of Manhattan, M&T Bank, and Miller Lite. Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Thanks so much, as always, for joining us here.
You got it.
All right, so let's get into it. Overall analysis of what your team was able to do and not able to do in that game yesterday.
We made some plays, obviously. We got to score some points on offense. We had some stops on defense. I don't think we had a chance to finish it at the end, and we didn't finish the game out. Some flags that we had, we could have done a better job at doing what we were doing and keep our composure on a lot of things, and I don't think we did a good job at that.
So are you frustrated your defense for having a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter and letting it get away? Are you frustrated your offense for not putting the final nail in the coffin? Where does, for you personally, the frustration lie from that loss yesterday?
Well, anytime you lose, it's a team effort, so you got to go back and look at everything. And obviously, special teams played well. I thought offensively and defensively, although we did some good things, we didn't do the things to close it out at the end.
You mentioned special teams, and we have a lot of places to go during this conversation. But, I mean, Andre Roberts, Pro Bowler, he almost single-handedly won that game for yesterday. He was unbelievable in his kickoff returns.
He did a great job. I mean, we got a group of core guys that do an outstanding job blocking for him, and it's a close-knit unit, and those guys really take pride in it.
I want to ask you about the officiating. I know you've had 24 hours to kind of chew on it here, but after that game with the officiating, you were, to say the least, incensed about what the officiating was yesterday. Now you've had time to kind of, you know, chew on that and kind of calm down a little bit. Are you still so angry about what the officials gave you or didn't give you yesterday in that game?
I was calm when I said it yesterday, and nothing's changed today. So, you know, I said what I said, and nothing can be done, so we'll just move on.
All right. Sam Darnold was, you know, and this has to be such a great thing for you as a head coach to see, because he's had struggles rookie year. He's fought through the injuries. But starting 3 weeks ago in that game against Buffalo, where he led you guys on a terrific comeback, the game against Houston, he was better. And I thought yesterday was even better, and I don't think anyone can argue. Yesterday was the best we've seen, in my estimation, from Sam Darnold in the NFL in his rookie year.
He's been playing good football of late, and I think the time off has really helped him mentally by watching Josh and preparing and going into the game. And he's more relaxed, obviously. He's more confident in the offense and understanding the things he's seeing, and he's just letting his natural ability take over, and that's great to see.
Do you feel it also? Do you feel like during his rookie year the progression is happening? And I don't know what it is that has to click, but it has clicked for him in rookie year for Sam Darnold?
Well, it's clicking. There still has to be a lot more to click. That'll be his whole career, obviously. But, you know, to make leaps and jumps and bounds this early in the rookie season and coming around playing the football he's playing of late has been great.
I mean, he went toe-to-toe with arguably the best quarterback of this generation. I mean, it's him. It's Tom Brady. These are the guys. And he didn't blink at all. I mean, Darnold never gave you a moment, at least I thought yesterday, where you looked at him and said, this moment against this elite quarterback is too big for him.
No, like I said, he played a solid ball game. He gave us a chance to win.
Aaron Rodgers on the flip side. I mean, is that just one that you look at and you say, that's what happens when you allow an elite quarterback to stay within striking distance at the end of a game?
No, we had our chances. Taking nothing away from Aaron, we know he's a great quarterback, Hall of Fame, as soon as he's eligible, and, you know, he's one of the best in the game and has been for quite some time. We had a chance to make some plays and close some things out from a composure standpoint, and I don't think that happened.
Are you frustrated? I mean, you're a defensive coach. You've been a defensive coordinator. Are you frustrated day after this one with your defense and not being able to close this game out, like you said?
Well, frustrated after any loss. It's just happened to be the latest one in a string of losses. So you try to correct it and move on and play one more game. But obviously, you're frustrated the night before. And the next day, you got to somehow try and forget about it and learn from it. And then you got to try to move on and try to win the last one.
Todd Bowles joining us here on the Michael K. Show. Rothenberg in for the guys on 98.7 ESPN. We've seen a lot of times where teams will pack it in. You know the end of the season is coming. You know you're not going to the postseason. And they pack it in a big way. And I know it's not everything, and it's not victories or losses, but does it matter a ton to you that every single week your team gives you a lot of fight down the stretch here this season?
I mean, you love the fight about them, and you love the hunger about them, and they do show up to play every week. You just got to play a little smart in certain situations, but we're going to be there fighting as always.
Let me ask you about a couple of guys specifically. Leonard Williams, you know, composure. I guess he lost yesterday, threw a punch, got thrown out. Are you frustrated at the officials with that, or are you frustrated at Leonard that he's got to be better?
No, that's Leonard. You can't throw a punch in this league. That's well documented. Obviously, you can't throw a punch. You'll get thrown out the game.
Coming up on Sunday, I mean, the last game of this season, the New England Patriots, they have a lot to play for. Is it more motivating for you and for your team to look at them and say, if we beat them, we really hurt their chances of going on a run and getting back to the Super Bowl yet again?
We really just want to beat them just to beat them for us to close out the season. We could care less what they have going on. We're just going to try to win the game so we can have a good feeling going into the offseason.
Do you feel that tremendous rivalry against them, or is it hard to feel it when you know, against every team like they continue to do, they typically get the better of you guys?
Well, typically the AFC East, anytime you play with any one of the three, it's kind of a rivalry because they know you and you know them, and it comes down to who has the most trinkets and tricks up their sleeve and who plays better from a physical battle. So we understand that from a physical battle, we got to play well.
Do you like that the NFL does this, where you go up against a divisional opponent in Week 17?
Well, we know you got to play them twice a year. It's just a matter of when you have to play them. So we'll be ready to play them whenever we play them.
Your quarterback gets a ton of attention, and rightfully so. It's obviously such an important position. But this tight end, Herndon, has had a heck of a rookie season, and he continues to get better and better and better. And he was very, very good again yesterday.
He studies a lot. His study habits are outstanding. He's one of the first people in the building, and the game's slowing down for him, which has allowed him to play faster, and his natural ability is taking over as well. We really like where he's at right now.
How about Robbie Anderson? Another very effective game yesterday, huh?
Robbie played. You know, he's healthy. His ankle's not bothering him anymore. He's healthy now. Him and Sam has found a groove, and they're finding each other, and he's playing well.
All right, part of these interviews, and I know you're accustomed to them, is I got to ask you some of these tough, uncomfortable questions, so let me go there. Report comes out last night that the Jets are very, very interested in Jim Harbaugh out of Michigan. They're going to make him some insane offer. Is that something that you even pay attention to, or do you just leave that at the side and say, there's nothing I can do, I can't control it, I'm not interested, I don't care?
Probably both. I don't pay attention to it, nor do I listen, nor can I control it. I just worry about the next game.
You must have liked earlier today, your owner came out and said, Todd Bowles is our coach, and we have no interest in Jim Harbaugh, right?
I actually was in meetings and didn't hear that, but I'm going to take your word for it.
He did. I promise you. Came out and very emphatically said, Todd Bowles is, in fact, our head coach, and we have absolutely no interest at this point in Jim Harbaugh. So you got to feel good about a vote of confidence from the owner. Do you think about, I mean, this has been a rough season, and I know that you know there's a lot of speculation surrounding your future with the Jets. Is that something that's a thought for you day in and day out, or big picture, or how often do you think about your return and potentially moving on from the Jets this season?
I really don't think about it at all. I just think about trying to win the next game, and that's really where all my focus is and probably where it stays at until after the season.
I would imagine if you allow yourself to think about those things, you would probably go insane, right? Because it would drive you crazy.
I'm sure it would be, but that doesn't even cross my mind.
All right, Coach, listen, you're a class guy. We wish you nothing but success here. What do you have planned for the holiday tonight?
Sit down with the kids and watch some movies, and then we'll open the presents tomorrow. Just to see them smile will be good enough for me.
All right. Well, listen, as always, we appreciate a couple minutes. You're a class guy. Good luck this weekend, and good luck in your future, whatever it brings.
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff. That, of course, is Todd Bowles. And the Todd Bowles Report brought to you by Open Road Audi of Manhattan. Visit openroad.com today, the easiest way to buy a car. M&T Bank, the official community bank of the New York Jets. Get the exclusive Jets debit card with new Easy Choice checking only at M&T Bank. And Miller Lite, a favorite for New York football fans. Hold true.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Don't miss the guys weekday afternoons from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN and on the Listen tab of the ESPN app.